by the conviction of his former political fundraiser, Tony Rezko. Jurors found Rezko guilty this week on 16 of 24 corruption counts in federal court. But if Blagojevich isn't distracted, some of the lawmakers he's counting on to fix the state budget and pass a public works program are. Senate Republican leader Frank Watson said yesterday that the Rezko conviction taints the process moving forward. But Senate President Emil Jones defended Blagojevich, saying Rezko's conviction would have no impact whatsoever on governing the state. A proposal for one final loan to the Champaign County Nursing Home has passed the County Board's Finance Committee, with a requirement that the nursing home show plans for reducing its deficit by roughly half the amount of the loan. The measure sent to the June 19th County Board meeting would lend this cash-strapped nursing home $592,000. That's enough to get it through the end of the fiscal year, November 30th. But in August, the nursing home must have identified $300,000 in spending cuts and new revenue. August was chosen because the county board may vote at that time to put a referendum on the November ballot asking for a property tax increase for nursing home operations. Finance Committee Chairman Brendan McGinty says the nursing home won't be getting any more loans after this one, and it must be able to prove its future viability.
If we reach August and we know that there's been no progress made in increasing revenue and decreasing expenses, we'll know that by the end of that $592,000, there will be no more money. And we will have to either start an exit strategy or come up with alternative plans.
McGinty says the county won't be able to afford another loan after this latest one, and the latest one itself will severely strain the county's finances. Administrator Andrew Buffenbarger says he'll certainly be able to show plans for cutting the nursing home deficit by $300,000 by August. He says it should be the last loan the nursing home needs, but he says he can't predict the future, just as he couldn't predict the cut in Medicaid funding that brought on the nursing home's current crisis. The Illinois State Board of Education says it'll soon have more accurate figures for the state's high school graduation rate. That's after a study released this week showed some discrepancies in the numbers. Mike Rhee reports.
The study by Education Week had different numbers from many states around the country. That's because there is no standard for calculating graduation rates. Some say that has created an accountability issue. Connie Wise helps crunch numbers for the Illinois Board of Education. She says the state just recently began tracking individual students. Wise says that could result in more accurate graduation numbers.
I think that they will certainly make them more valid and reliable because we'll be able to track those students from school district to school district. We'll be able to see if they're either transferring in or dropping out.
Wise says the first new figures will begin coming out in 3 years. The U.S. Education Secretary is working to standardize how states calculate graduation rates by the fall. I'm Mike Rhee.
A scientist isn't sure whether biological evidence taken from one of the four women a former Bloomington police officer is charged with raping belongs to the woman's attacker. Illinois State Police scientist Deborah Minton testified yesterday in the trial of Jeff Pilo that the material was taken from the cheek of the woman where she said her attacker had spit. Minton says DNA testing of the material ruled out two men who were once suspects. She said the woman's fiancé was also ruled out. Minton did not compare the material to samples from Pilo. Also, Judge Martin Freitag said yesterday prosecutors will have to prove that they know who handled a piece of duct tape used to bind one of the women. He said it isn't clear who handled that evidence. Pilo has pleaded not guilty to 35 counts. Officials in Urbana say some of the flooded basements in the area after this week's heavy rains could have been avoided. The operations manager for Urbana's Public Works Department, Jim Kelly, says incorrectly installed sump pumps are part of the flooding problem. He says there's no way to know how many pumps are put in illegally.
They were installed incorrectly to begin with. It's a mistake. You think that's a sanitary line, and it's not. It's a storm line or vice versa.
For homeowners, installing a pump incorrectly could be a risky mistake. Rainwater that should flow into ditches ends up in the sewers, which could make sewers back up. And when that happens, it could flood the basement. Kelly says a sump pump inspection in Urbana a few years ago, an inspection program, helped out with the problem. He's received about 35 calls this week about flooded basements. He says 10 years ago that number could have been closer to 150. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30 Central Time. I'm Tom Rogers.
This weather is made possible with support from the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, offering access and opportunity throughout our community. Route and schedule information available at 384-8188 or at cumtd.com.
And we're celebrating summer here on AM 580 with your contributions to WILL. We're asking you to listen, which you're already doing, so that's the easy part. Think about what AM 580 means to you, and then engage yourself in the process of supporting the station with your contribution. The phone number is 866-779-9455 or online at willpledge.org. Joining us, our chief meteorologist, Ed Kieser. And Ed, more of that same summer weather pattern.
Indeed, we do have the same summer weather pattern continuing with us for the foreseeable future, really. We're going to have more heat and humidity and occasional thunderstorms.
Yeah, and I know yesterday we got a little bit of a break from the severe weather, but maybe a little bit of a chance today, a slight risk?
We're under the slight risk. Yesterday, the Storm Prediction Center put us under a moderate risk, so it's an improvement here with just a slight risk, and that covers Illinois and much of Indiana for later today and tonight. And the best chance of severe weather will be in the form of